This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending January 23rd. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $224.83, which was $7.64 lower compared to the previous Friday, and $10.33 below the $235 top set Monday through Thursday of that same week. The daily spot choice cutout had jumped $44 to that $235 figure in little less than 3 weeks. And there were 649 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was 10% of the total volume. However, the decline that began on Friday, January 15th, was a normal seasonal change that usually runs until late in February. Then it starts the spring rally in March at the beginning of the grilling season. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, it was at $224.78, which was $1.48 higher, and that was within 5 cents of the daily spot cutout close on Friday. There were 6,528 total loads sold, which was 437 loads higher than the previous week. The formula sales were at 3,429 loads, which was 22 loads higher than last week, and about 53% of the total sold this week. Exports, as reported on this box beef report, represent primarily muscle cuts, and there was 984 loads, which was 432 loads higher. 124 loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 860 loads were shipped overseas. And this was the highest export number in quite a while. The outfront sales, which don't get delivered for at least 22 days, they were at 1,124 loads, which was 201 loads higher than last week, and another big number. The following were the biggest reported products in this outfront sales. There was over 3 million pounds of ribeyes, whose average prices were very close to the current prices and about $4 over the average formula prices, locking in product for the beginning of the grilling season. The briskets averaged $27 to $37 below the current formula average prices, and the round products were $15 to $39 below the current average formula prices, and the chuck rolls, they were $31 below the average formula prices. So most of the product was sold below the current prices by quite a bit, but those ribeyes were sold just a little bit higher. Now, taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, those choice middle meats, the rib was 6 lower and the loin was 2 lower. The choice chuck and round primals were $4 to $6 higher. The latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for week ending January 16th showed that week we imported 21,467 metric tons of fresh beef, which was about 3,300 metric tons higher than the previous week. However, the year-to-date total tonnage was still 21% below last year. And Australia was down 33%, and New Zealand was down 21% compared to last year, but Canada was up 6%, and Mexico was up 7%. That tremendous decline in the imports that began last summer has continued. The interesting thing is that beef in cold storage has increased, while these imports were declining on a very dramatic basis. Now, taking a look at the finished cattle prices, the live trade was steady to a dollar higher in the southern plains, but steady to two lower in some of the other areas. And the weekly weighted average cash steer price for the five area, which includes Texas, Nebraska, Colorado, Kansas, and Iowa feeding areas, it was at 133.72, and that compared to 133.25 the previous week, which was roughly about 50 cents higher. And the five-area total cash volume was 80,000 head compared to 92,000 head the previous week. And the average live weight from the Texas Panhandle for week ending January 16th was 10 pounds lower at 1327, and that compared to 1295 last year. And the latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending January 9th was 2 pounds lower at 902, and that compared to 889 last year. We are not dropping as fast as we did last year, which was 8 pounds lower for the same week last year. Also, heifer carcass weights did increase 2 pounds again this week, and the choice select spread was $4.15 on Friday, which was about $1.20 lower compared to the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas.